You're listening to Happiness Abound, episode 11. Welcome to Happiness Abound, a podcast dedicated and designed to help those seeking happiness in their lives. Here we'll talk about happiness as gained through habit formation, being inspired by the stories of others, and looking for opportunities of growth and learning. I'm Taylor Proctor. Thanks for tuning in. Hey guys, welcome back to Happiness Abound, the podcast, and it's a beautiful Monday morning, and I hope it's beautiful wherever you are listening as well. I want to kick off today discussing Gretchen Rubin's latest book, The Four Tendencies, the indispensable personality profiles that reveal how to make your life better and other people's lives too, by Gretchen Rubin. I'm really excited about this book, so much so that I actually pre-ordered it and got it in the mail the day that it came out. And I just finished it, and I love it. Now, just to let you know, this is not a paid or sponsored podcast. This is just me gushing over the book and highly recommending that you add it to your reading list. I was first aware of the Four Tendencies when I read Gretchen Rubin's book Better Than Before, which came out, I think, about 2 years ago. And I discovered that book because I was a fan of her book The Happiness Project and Happiness at Home, The Happiness Project being a book that actually ignited my own happiness project and happiness journey and kickstarted starting the Happiness Abound blog. So what I would like to do is just give you a high-level review of the four tendencies. So there are four tendencies: upholders, questioners, obligers, and rebels. And in my own words and interpretation from the book, upholders are people who meet inner and outer expectations. So if they get asked by their boss to turn in a project, they will meet that expectation and usually finish it early. And if they set a goal or a New Year's resolution for themselves, they'll have no problem meeting that either. So those are those inner and outer expectations. Questioners have to have a thorough understanding of why to meet an expectation before they'll meet it. So if the boss wants a project, then they'll ask the details of that project and why they may need it and why there might be a tight timeline. And for themselves internally, if they have a resolution or goal, they'll have to have the proper justification of why to move forward and how to move forward before they actually meet that expectation. Obligers are the most popular group of the four, and those are people who have no problem meeting outer expectations but have great difficulty meeting their own inner expectations. So the boss says they want this project done, they'll get it done immediately. They said New Year's resolution, and for some reason they just can't stick to it because there's no outer accountability. The last group are rebels, and they are the rarest of the four tendencies, and they are a group that really values freedom, and they don't like to be held down or viewed a certain way unless they decide they want to be viewed that way. So they have a hard time meeting inner and outer expectations because they don't want to meet anybody's expectations. They have a real strong sense of self, and they will follow that when they're looking towards habits and goal changing. So one of the things I absolutely loved in the book is that Gretchen Rubin says, in a nutshell, to influence someone to follow a certain course, it's helpful to remember, upholders want to know what should be done, questioners want justifications, obligers need accountability, and rebels want freedom to do something their own way. And she brings this up because when we know other people's tendencies, we can then communicate and work with them better if their tendency is different than ours, and we can be speaking their language. So I kind of liken it to the five love languages, where you speak your own language, you're working in your own tendency lane, and when you have to partner with somebody else who may have a different tendency or a different love language, it helps to be able to speak to them and communicate with them in their language, and vice versa. So I found this incredibly helpful because I've even found, upon reading it, working with like coworkers or even my best friends and my family, I've been able to kind of see where they may fall in the four tendencies and adjust accordingly, which is pretty awesome. So another thing she mentions, similarly, we're more likely to be persuasive when we invoke the values that have special appeal for a particular tendency. So again, when we speak to those languages. Upholders value self-command and performance. Questioners value justification and purpose. Obligers value teamwork and duty. And rebels value freedom and self-identity. So I just thought that was fantastic. And one other quote from this book that just floored me is, to help people change their habits or behavior, we should help get them what they need to succeed. Whether that should be more clarity, more information, more outer accountability, or more choices. And that just floored me because as a purpose of this podcast to help people, I am an upholder. So I just say, you know, this is what worked for me and take these steps and they should work for you too. Full knowing that everybody's different and those steps may not work for you, but something else might. But I tend to speak to those upholders of the world where I say, great, let's do this, outer expectation, let's go. And what I need to do is also try to start to speak to those other tendencies as well. So for the questioners, providing solid information to answer and justification to answer their questions about why they should be, for example, maybe reading the Four Tendencies book, right? It's a great way to have insight into how you function in the outer world, a great way to see why you may or may not be able to keep habits and meet your goals and be more successful and productive. Answering those questions hopefully will help engage you to read the book. For obligers, I could easily say that, hey, if you've read the book or you liked today's podcast, make sure to go and comment and rate and leave a review on this episode. And hopefully that outer expectation and accountability that I'm counting on you to go rate and review the podcast and to share your thoughts on this episode can help you do that. And that's another way that, hey, you should go read this book too, because I'm counting on you to read it and be able to learn how to better meet your goals and expectations internally, as well as how to make sure that you're not overloading on that meeting other people's expectations and getting burned out. And for those rebels, it's offering that choice. With such a strong self identity and sense of self, it's up to you how you want to proceed and if you want to read the book and learn more about yourself, or up to you if you want to rate and review, and leaving those choices and those options available to you. So I found this incredibly helpful in how I engage with, like I said, my friends and my family. I've seen how coworkers can fall into these tendencies, and that's been really cool to kind of see how they communicate, which normally I'm like, oh, okay, they just get to the point because I need details and I need to know what should I be doing. And they're answering all the potential questions I could have. And so it's just really interesting to see how all that works out and to utilize this framework and this new knowledge from this book in the real world. And then now hopefully be able to also use it as a guidepost of how I can present and talk to you, the listeners, so that this can make the most impact. So I just thought it was awesome and I loved it. And I wanted to kick off Monday by just sharing a couple of these little tidbits from the book and really highlighting that there's an opportunity to really view our strengths and our weaknesses and have that self-awareness. And if you've listened to the other episodes or you've read the blog previously, I'm sure you're aware that I'm a big fan of quizzes and things like that. Now, some of them can fall more in that like astrology realm where it can be a little bit more generic, but other ones like the Myers-Briggs test or the love languages or the four tendencies here, they all have a way of, or the StrengthsFinder 2.0, they all have a way of showing you a type of framework that you may fit in. And if you do fit into that framework, the strengths that you have and the weaknesses that you have and how you can engage and interact with the other frameworks and those other tendencies, those other languages, those other strengths, so that you can communicate and engage in the world better. One thing I loved about the Four Tendencies is it's really kind of focused on how you engage in habits. And as you know, and as I continually preach, consistency is the key to happiness. And consistency can be the key to unhappiness, right? It depends on those habits that you are consistently doing. If they're bad habits and you're consistently making those choices, then you may not be as happy as you could be if you were able to change to the other side and consistently make good habits and good choices. And that's one thing I love about the Four Tendencies is it really focuses on habits and choices and those expectations and how we meet them as individuals and how we can overcome those obstacles that we may be facing for ourselves. It's just really neat. So I highly recommend it. Add it to your reading list and let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the four tendencies. I'd love to hear your thoughts on which tendency you may fall in, whether you agree or disagree. You can go to Gretchen Rubin's site and take the quiz for free, which is awesome. And again, this isn't a sponsored or promoted post at all. It's just a book that I really loved. It's an easy read. It's not very long, and I highly recommend it. So again, let me know what you think. Be sure to rate and review the podcast. Let me know your thoughts there as well. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is Happiness Abound, and Instagram is Happiness_Abound. I would love to hear from you. And remember, you are capable of Happiness Abound.